You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
I think it's common cause amongst just about every literate South African, except those in the RET faction, as we call them, that the intelligence services are in a mess and that they were deliberately put into a mess to benefit the state capture project. There have been all sorts of recommendations. There's been a high-level report, some of the recommendations of which have been implemented. More recently, the announcement was made that the minister in the presidency, Mondli Ngungubele, is going to be the Minister of State Intelligence, so locating the political control of state intelligence within the presidency. And quite soon, when Parliament gets back full-time, they are going to be selecting a new Inspector General of Intelligence. Jane Duncan is Professor at the Department of Communication and Media at the University of Johannesburg and has a research interest in the world of intelligence. Jane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners.
What is your view? Can we start off with your view on the centralization of intelligence in the presidency under the minister in the presidency?
Well, I suspect that the president felt that he had no option in a view of the events of last July. That doesn't mean to say that I think that we should give him a free pass on this decision. I'm concerned about the decision. I suspect that it hasn't been sufficiently future-proofed. I certainly don't get any indication that that is the case. And what I mean by that is that the president may well have had the best intentions in absorbing the SSA into the presidency so that he could keep a closer watch on it. But if we have a future president like we did our previous president, we could land up with very serious problems indeed, because centralization could turbocharge abuse of the SSA.
And the Inspector General, how important a selection process is that?
The Inspector General, I think, is essential to future-proofing this particular model, because my concern is that it is strengthening one form of oversight, which is executive or more specifically presidential oversight, with no indication of the other forms of oversight being strengthened. Now, one of those forms of oversight is the Inspector General for Intelligence, and unfortunately, since 2006, it's been well known in the intelligence community that the Inspector General doesn't enjoy sufficient resources or level of independence to do justice to the job, and yet since 2006, nothing has been done to address those problems.
Are we on the right path? Because, Jen, I often say we can wallow in analysis of how terrible the state is of X, Y, and Z in South Africa, but I'm always looking for people like you who have a specific interest and therefore some kind of expert status in this matter to say to me, are we going around in circles, John? Are we going backwards? Or actually there are signs of progress, and, you know, we can't celebrate and pop the champagne corks yet, but there is a chance under what's happening now that we might, in a couple of years' time, have an intelligence service that works for the country.
There is a chance, but I think the president needs to become much more serious about strengthening the oversight system as a whole. The reason why I say there is a chance, notwithstanding my reservations about the centralization move, is that the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, which is a relatively new committee, I think really looks promising. I think there's a lot of energy in that committee. I think that they aren't shying away from the challenges that are faced with respect to the rot in intelligence. And I think that they are genuinely trying to do something about those problems. And I think the president, too, is serious about dealing with these problems. But I think he needs to become a lot more serious about looking holistically at what needs to be done to prevent future abuses. And the retooling of the Inspector General's office is one such move that would make me a lot more confident that we are on the right path. If you can consider, John, and this is a really serious indictment of our existing oversight system, the JSCI itself has reported that only between 2% and sometimes 0% of the Inspector General's recommendations about how to improve our intelligence services are actually implemented. And the reason for that is because the Inspector General doesn't enjoy remedial powers in the same way that the public protector does. And that means that the intelligence community can just really laugh in the face of the Inspector General, even the best Inspector General, when they make recommendations to strengthen the system. So I think that there are certainly encouraging trends relative to what we've experienced in the past 10 years, but there are very real dangers too, and those dangers need to be addressed in ways that strengthen our ability to keep the intelligence services under constant review as a public, and not just the president's ability to do that, because we don't know what the presidency is going to look like in future.
Professor Jane Duncan, thank you very much indeed. A professor at the Department of Communication and Media at the University of Johannesburg.